It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, it is tea time. We are kicking things off with Camila Cabello, and she's saying why she did not kiss her man, Shawn Mendes, at the American Music Awards.
I actually just get shy, weirdly. I feel like I would kiss him, like, in the dress rehearsal, but then, like, we're on stage, and I'm just like, I don't know. Something stops me.
Or are you really not in a relationship with the guy and you've been doing this for publicity?
Joe's conspiracy theory continues. Because we were like, hey, when they were singing Senorita, it's so hot, so sexy, they both look amazing, and they didn't really kiss. And we were like, what?
Look forward to them getting a movie deal soon. They're really good actors.
Wow, moving on to Alanis Morissette. Okay, so her classic, You Oughta Know. Everyone, pretty much like 99% of people were like, yeah, that's about Uncle Joey from Full and Fuller House, Dave Coulier. We're like, girl, set the record straight finally.
No revealing, but I am intrigued at the fact that more than one person has taken credit for it. And I'm thinking, I don't know if you want to take credit for being the person I wrote You Oughta Know.
Right.
There's been about six people that have taken credit for it. And I just think, you know, if you're going to take credit for a song where I'm singing about someone being a d*** or an a**hole, yeah, you might not want to say, hey, that's me.
I'm telling you, it is Uncle Joey.
It is. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
You know, she has such an eclectic taste in men. She also was with, Ryan Reynolds. I mean, from Uncle Jesse to Ryan Reynolds to...
Man, Alanis Morissette does it for me. I had a crush on her. I remember, like, when I was a little kid watching her on TV. I'm like, oh, hey.
You hey, girl. Yes, and she is coming back with a bang, so be on the lookout for new music from her. And Eddie Murphy, he sat down with Ellen, and he talked about the upcoming release of Coming to America 2.
I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. Yeah, because that movie, more than any picture that I've done, I don't know what it is in the culture where... Like on Halloween, some people get dressed up as characters from the movie. So a lot of people had this expectation. People would say to me when they found out I was doing it, don't f*** that movie up. Don't mess it up. And I'd say, what? So it was like, we've gone above and beyond what anybody would think. I'm really, really happy.
I'm definitely in for that. It's going to be awesome. He also was joking about the reaction he gets when people find out he has not one. Not two. He's got 10 kids.
It's funny the reaction the audience gives. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. How much did that cost? And women is kind of like, it's something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah. You're doing
Eddie
your thing.
Eddie Murphy be getting it in.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work to get 10 women pregnant.
Dang, and talk about expensive. You paid for all those kids. He will be hosting SNL on December 21st, so I cannot wait for that as well. Lady Gaga is talking about her 10-year plan.
Okay, more music. Not retiring anytime soon. All kinds of different music. I want to do more movies. I want to have babies. I want to continue to build the behemoth that is House Laboratories.
Yes, honey. I can't wait for Lady Gaga babies. That'd
oh
be
my
so
gosh.
Cute. Can you imagine?
Little monsters
little
for
monsters,
real.
Little itty bitty monsters. You go, girl. Now it's inspiring me to make my own 10-year life plan.
Any more monsters in the plan?
Oh my gosh. We had celebrity psychic Natalie Tomlinson on the show yesterday, Joe. And she said, I'm going to have one more.
Ooh, what if she's wrong and it's twins?
Ah!
One more birth, but two more babies.
I can't handle that.
That would be amazing and good for the show. So I say let's do it.